You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
There have been any number of films and novels about the Vietnam War, but in this country, they've generally been told from the American point of view. Quy Nguyen's play, Viet Gong, tells the story from the perspective of Vietnamese immigrants to the United States, specifically his parents, who met in a refugee camp in Arkansas in the 1970s. His work uses American pop culture, comic book imagery, hip-hop, martial arts, and even ninjas to present a unique slice of American history. It's running at the Manhattan Theater Club Stage 1 at City Center, where it has just been extended until December 4th, and I'm very pleased to welcome three of the play's stars, Raymond Lee, Jennifer Ikeda, and Samantha Kwan, to our show today. Hello.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Raymond, you play Quy's father, Quang, mm-hmm. who was a pilot in the South Vietnamese Air Force. How did he wind up in the United States?
Well, he came kind of against his will. He was supposed to take his helicopter to save his family, but his best friend said, hey, we should do something else instead, which was take some of these people that were already in the helicopter when Quang arrived to the helicopter and took them onto the USS Midway to save them. And then against his will, he was taken to the States.
What did the playwright Quy Nguyen tell you about his parents when you began working on the play? Did he show up at a lot of rehearsals?
Quy?
Yeah.
He was at every single rehearsal. Yeah, he was very active in letting us know into any insight into his parents' life.
And he let you know from the start that this was his family story?
Yes, he was very candid about everything. And basically, the very last scene in the play is the heart of the play, and it's the reason why the play exists in the first place, because he got his father to a place where he was open enough to talk about everything that had happened, and that was basically the genesis of everything that was being created.
Jennifer, you play Quy's mother, Tong, who also came to the United States from Vietnam during the war.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 1975 during the fall of Saigon. Was mm-hmm. it a time when anyone could get out, or when anyone who could get out did?
I think more of the latter. Mm-hmm. Tong was working as a ticket taker at the United States Embassy in Saigon, which is how she managed to escape with her mother. But she did leave her brother and other family behind.
And Samantha, you play six different characters during the course of the play, including Tong's mother and Quang's wife, whom he has reluctantly left behind in Vietnam. How do you switch back and forth between so many different characters? Is it all just a matter of letting the costume remind you who you're playing?
No, actually, for each character that I play, I prepare it just as if I was going to play one big character. So in the beginning, it's a lot of work. I have to figure out who they are and what they want, and everyone has a different physicality. And then physically switching, right before I go on stage, I get into that proper body, and then I have the proper wardrobe, thanks to people helping me, and away we go.
It's great. I walk out of the dressing room and see her scowling in the corner, a little bit hunched over a tray with a big scowl on her face.
Oh, now I know who she's playing.
Exactly.
Well, the other two cast members, John Hoach and Paco Tolson, also played more than one role. So there were 18 characters in the play, but only five cast members?
Mm. Yeah. Actually, it's funny because at the curtain call, someone once said to me, they heard the person behind them say, "Where's everyone else? Isn't everyone going to come out?" And I said, "That's it." And so it's nice. It keeps you busy.
It's pretty fast-paced.
The play starts off with a character representing the playwright, explaining how the different characters speak. How does Quy use English to get across his his characters are speaking with each other in Vietnamese?
Well, one of the really brilliant sort of theatrical strokes of Quy's is that in that opening sequence, the playwright explains to the audience that all of the American characters are going to be speaking in these like sort of very broad, a sort of like pidgin version of English. So they all say things like cholesterol, yeehaw, get her done.
Cheeseburger.
Exactly.
French fry.
Exactly.
Yes. And the Vietnamese characters
speak perfect English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they say things like, yo, what's up?
Yeah, the way they speak is very modern.
So are we meant to understand that they're really speaking in Vietnamese slang circa 1975?
I think it's more of the way Quy speaks. And he's kind of, he writes in a way where he just wants his voice to come through always. And it's really just the way he speaks, even in his raps.
We only realize at the end when we see Quang as an older man that his English isn't very good.
Right.
So at the time most of the action takes place, he and the other refugees have little or no English.
Yeah.
Wouldn't some Vietnamese have learned English from American GIs in Vietnam during the war?
Yes, and
this
I think
this isn't really part of your purview as actors.
No, but it's the kind of work that I think a lot of actors have an interest in this kind of thing, human behavior, motivation, background, and all of that. And Tong, for instance, did have English because she had worked at the embassy. But one of the other things that I think that having that language, that reversal, what it accomplishes is that, you know, right at the top of the play, we also acknowledge that we are five Asian American actors on stage playing in front of an audience that usually is, you know, more heavily on the Caucasian side. And sometimes it's hard for people to have an in with stories about immigrants or about cultures that they don't directly identify with. But by having all of us talk like we're, you know, teenagers at the gym or whatever, suddenly there's a connection because it feels like you're just hanging out with your kids or your family.
Well, it is an interesting aspect of American history that for a long time Asians were discriminated against as immigrants. But then after the Vietnam War, suddenly Vietnamese immigrants were welcome to this country. Although, as this film, as this play points out, there's a dark side to that story, although there are a lot of laugh out loud moments in the play.
And I think that's the whole fun of the play. I think it's a celebration in the spirit of just joy in the places where there is seemingly is no joy. And I think that's what's actually really beautiful about this play.
One of the characters, an American soldier, tries speaking Vietnamese, but we hear him saying things like, "Seeing you for original time was love in eyeball originals."
Uh-huh. Love at first sight.
Well, whenever I've tried to speak my very meager Spanish, I imagine that to anyone who speaks Spanish fluently, that's probably what I sound like.
Your character, Jennifer Tong, is not what we think of as a stereotypical Asian woman, shy and self-effacing.
No.
She's tough, sarcastic, and sexually liberated. Is she enthusiastic about coming to America?
Yes, she is. One of my lines is that having escaped Vietnam has offered me the chance to really be myself, to be me. And I think that also there's just a great freedom in playing that character and living in that role of like an empowered, unapologetic woman. I think that that's something that has drawn her to the United States and that also kind of draws me and other women to the role.
She has a boyfriend in Vietnam who wants to marry her, but she turns him down because she doesn't love him or because she doesn't want to stay?
I think she doesn't want to settle. I think that she has standards and has ideas about what it means to invite love into her life. And she's not going to settle for anything less than.
And Samantha Huang is not a stereotypical Asian mother either. At one point, she and Tong seem to be vying for Quang's affection.
Yeah, that's
a typical mother-daughter relationship.
You know, I think that, to put it plainly, I think Huang is looking for some kind of connection in this place that is not home to her. In this play, Huang does not go to America willingly. She misses her home. She doesn't speak English, and she's always lived in Vietnam, no matter how hard things got, whether they were living in a leaf hut. She's like, I survived this. I survived war before. I'm fine. Leave me here. And she ends up being in America in a place that she hates the food. She can't speak the language. And you know, there's this guy there, and he's hubba hubba and Vietnamese. Why not?
Well, and they're all refugees.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the other element of the story that I think is that highlights all the comedy and the levity and the love story is that these are people who have been forcibly removed from their homes, have lost their country and everything that they love and believe in, and in those kinds of circumstances.
But obviously not everybody wants to come to America. Why doesn't the boyfriend want to come?
The boyfriend does not have the chance, unfortunately.
Yeah, originally, in the real story, in real life, Tong did try to bring the boyfriend, but he was wearing like an army uniform,
right?
And so they wouldn't let him on the plane.
My guests are Samantha Kwan, Jennifer Ikeda, and Raven Lee, three of the stars of a play called Viet Gone, which is currently at the stage at the Manhattan Theater's Clubs. Well, I guess it's stage one at City Center, 131 West 55th Street, and running until December 4th. Raymond Quang has more reason to go back to Vietnam. He left his wife and two young children there, but his friend, Nam, tells him that he'll be killed if he goes back.
Yeah, and that's one of the very pivotal points in the scene where Nam Nhan, he stays with me throughout this, you know, epic road trip where
you go on a motorcycle trip across the country.
Yeah, and he's just I feel like he's just kind of monitoring my behavior this entire time. And then once we finally get to the ocean and we're kind of looking across and it's like, what is your plan now? And and that's what unfolds.
You and Jennifer perform raps at various points in the story. So you're going to later try out for Hamilton?
Maybe. I don't know. Well, yeah, I think the raps work in a really beautiful way where when we can't express our feelings any longer to the point of, you know, we're at the end of it, our hearts are just speaking out and our hearts happen to be speaking in rap. So,
why did Kui want to use hip-hop to tell some of these stories?
I think, again, Kui wanted to put everything that he loved into this play. I think he told me in a conversation before we started rehearsals that he wanted to write a play that like the 14-year-old version of himself would come to and think, those Asian people are so cool and sexy and fun. And he loves hip-hop, 90s hip-hop and rap music. And so he just wanted to throw that in there too. Mm-hmm.
So the play uses billboards with projected comic book images, documentary film footage, martial arts choreography, fighting effects to convey the chaotic nature of war, a rather sophisticated stagecraft. Are we seeing the 1970s through a 21st century lens here?
Absolutely.
The characters express opinions on U.S. involvement in Vietnam that diverge from what most people in this country have come to believe, that it was a mistake. I mean, we think that the Vietnamese were pleased to have Americans come. Maybe Americans think it was a mistake. None of you are Vietnamese, so you can't really speak for Vietnamese opinion. But do you get any feedback from audiences on that part of the play?
Yes.
Absolutely. That's one of the most beautiful parts about doing this play is that the people that were actually there and had lived through this get to, after all these years of living with a certain perspective, get to see a different side of that. And it's very beautiful.
I understand that Kui is in the process of writing four more plays about his family's history. Are you already cast?
No, luckily, hopefully.
Yes, absolutely.
Meanwhile, Viet Gone is on stage at the Manhattan Theater Club, Stage 1 at City Center at 131 West 55th Street. A wonderful little theater. And that's until December 4th, and then you're off to other projects?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully, Viet Gone, luckily, has had a really successful life as a play already, even before its premiere here. It played at South Coast Rep in California and had a very successful run at the Ashland Oregon Shakespeare Festival.
And were you in those productions?
I was not. Sam and Ray were both in it at South Coast. It's going to be playing in Seattle also at Seattle Rep. So hopefully people around the country will get the chance to see Viet Gone as well.
And thank you all so much for being on our show.
Thanks for
having
us.
Jennifer Cadiz, Samantha Kwan, Raymond Lee.